Welcome to the Gospel Express.
Come on, Nick. Grab your hand if you will, yeah. Woo. Let's go back and get it again. Some praise dancers that's gonna dance in his name. Come on, woo! Like this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Na, 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 yeah. Woo! Lord, I praise your name forevermore. Yeah. Hallelujah.
The Gospel Express remembers the life, the music, and the ministry of Sean McLemore.
Come on, don't play with it. Put your hands together.
For me, he changed my
Shawn McLemore was born 1967 in Los Angeles, California. He served his church as music director. As a child, he felt that his calling was to spread the word of God. So that's what he set out to do.
Trouble in my way.
Trouble in my way.
Yeah. Have to cry sometime.
I have to cry sometime.
So much trouble.
Trouble in my way.
Yeah. Have to cry sometime.
Yourself like that. Come on, give them some praise. going to clap your hands like this. That's it right there. Yes, sir. When I was a little boy growing up at the Southern Missionary Baptist Church, I can remember hearing Brother Jimmy start a song off like this. And I would see the old saints stand up and grab each other and rock from side to side. I didn't understand it then, but I sure understand it now. Listen. Woke up Sunday morning, I had my mind on Jesus. Couldn't wait to get to the temple. I had a shout in my spirit. I entered into its gates with thanksgiving, into this courts with praise. Yeah, it ain't nothing on Sunday. Then all of a sudden I saw my mom and my daddy step out in the aisle. They begin to get happy, waiting on the second verse. As I entered into the building, I saw the deacons on their knees praying. One said, Lord, have mercy on me. The other said, please, Sir Jesus. Listen, time they got.
Completed his studies and earned degrees from West Los Angeles University and Houston Bible College. In 1987, Sean McLemore would make his national debut with the release of the song Wait On Him.
Thank you.
John McLemore eventually joined the worldwide gospel family and continued to record and tour around the country. One of his biggest hits would come from the pen of James Fortune and pair him up with the incredible Zaccardi Cortez with the song, I Believe.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe your family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
God
is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problems an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. Fire, take it up.
I believe God will fix it. Yes, He will. If you just believe, it's got to get better.
Talk to him, Sean.
I know you've been crying at night, but I came by to let you know that it's gonna get better. Go in the room and grab your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better.
Yes, I do believe. Yes, I do believe.
You need to call somebody right now and tell them God's gonna do it.
Weep the day.
Oh, we do it for a night.
Oh, John.
If you don't remember anything else,
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh,
I believe dominated the airwaves and the gospel music radio charts for many weeks. Sean found success on the road as an actor. He appeared in a number of theatrical productions, including Tyler Perry's If Loving You Is Wrong and Hell Have No Fury. Here is one of my very favorite songs that pairs John P. Key along with Sean McLemore. It's called You Don't Know.
Done. they need to understand.
Have a relationship with you.
You lose my shackles and set me free. Oh, I don't have enough time.
The Lord is
enough time.
The Gospel Express with Nina Taylor.
gospel legend Sean McLemore passed on Saturday, October 9th, 2021. He is survived by his wife Rhonda and daughter Sharon. He will surely be missed.
Telling those about Jesus.
thank you for joining me for this special edition of the Gospel Express as we remember the life and the music of Sean McLemore. Remember to stay in touch with me, connect with me, and join me on my website at msninataylor.com. I thank you so much for listening.
Said you're sweeter now. You get sweeter every day, yeah. I wish that I could love you right in a special way. Now I don't feel so empty inside. I know where I belong. Yeah. I really love the way you keep me. Yeah. Forever I'll be yours. Your love, you save my life. I'm so alive. Oh.
looks just like the person that God had in mind for this song. You're the person who's dealing with a deficit. You're short. Bills are due. You don't know where the money's going to come from. You've looked everywhere you could look, and you've knocked on every door. You've called every number. You pulled every string. But you're short. That's a deficit. Yep. You are that person God wrote this song for. Maybe it's you. You're defeated. A marriage is dissolved. Relationship is broken. Family is shattered. You've tried all you knew to try, but nothing worked. You gave your best to the job, but you got the pink slip. You've looked hard, but you can't find another one. Doors are closed in your face. Your resume never seems to add up. Either you're overqualified or underqualified, and there you are, left defeated. You are the person God had in mind for this song. No, maybe it's you. It's you. You are diseased, sick in your body. Your frame is faltering because you're diseased. There's some malady that you've been dealing with, and the doctor just doesn't seem to have the answer. Maybe you're like that woman in Mark chapter 5. She's tried all the doctors and has spent all she had, and the stimulus package didn't work for you, or maybe even the new healthcare plan has not kicked in on your behalf. But there you are, diseased. It's you. The person in the deficit, the person defeated, the person diseased. I've come to tell you tonight by way of this song, God has something in store with your name on it. It's called a miracle. You see, people of faith are able to use their faith to transform misery moments into miracles.